What is up, Raider Nation? Welcome to another episode of Down with the Ship. I'm your host, Matty Mayhem, holding it down on my own today. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it work time-wise to meet up with Sean Carnage or Anarchy Marky, so I'm going to be rocking the podcast solo today, but that's okay. It doesn't happen very often, and we really want to make sure that we get these podcasts out in a timely fashion for you guys. On today's episode, we will be discussing the Raiders' victory in Game 1 versus the Denver Broncos, and then previewing the game against the Buffalo Bills, and still, unfortunately, talking about the crazy Chandler Jones stuff that does not seem to want to go away. Unfortunately, it feels like this is going to be an issue for a while. I think that the Raiders are hoping that it's just going to mend itself on its own, but I don't think it does, and we'll get into that. But let's start with the good stuff. Obviously, the Raiders went into Denver, always a hostile environment. It's difficult, especially with the altitude there. Altitude sickness is real. I went skiing in Utah, Brian's Head in Utah, and even going from, you know, Southern California and driving up to Utah and skiing at the high altitude of Brian's Head. I mean, you get that altitude sickness. It is rough. You can't breathe. You feel lightheaded. You feel dizzy. And so going to Mile High Stadium, going to Colorado and being at that altitude is never easy for these players. And so it is a hostile environment. You know, you add that to the fact that Sean Payton seems to have the Broncos going in the right direction. I mean, the Raiders ended up winning, which is fantastic, obviously 17-16, but it was a low scoring affair. It was a defensive effort. I would say that both offenses were efficient. Russell Wilson looked good. Sean Payton called a mean game, but the Raiders found a way to pull it out in the end. You know, the first half was a little sketchy for the Raiders defense. I mean, it seemed like they couldn't stop anybody. I was getting ready to just shut the game off. I mean, that's how discouraged I was after watching the defense the first half of the game. But whatever was said at halftime, whatever adjustment that the Raiders ended up making, especially Patrick Graham, whatever defensive switch or fix or adjustment that he made, it seemed to really work in the second half. The Broncos weren't able to do anything to get anything going. I mean, they scored almost all their points in the first half, and they just didn't do anything the second half. And, you know, the Raiders were efficient at the end of the game when Jimmy G had to you know, march him down the field and score. He did just that. I mean, it was incredible. They had a fantastic stop. Max Crosby was his typical game-wrecking self. You know, he had an incredible series where he had a sack. He caused a false start. I mean, he single-handedly drove the Broncos. I think at one point it was like second and 36 or third and 36. It was crazy. But the defense came alive. They pinned their ears back and they basically hammered the Broncos in the second half, and they came out with the victory. And again, never easy to go into a hostile environment on the road and beat a team, a hungry team that's well coached. I mean, Sean Payton is a Super Bowl winning head coach, and he has that team going in the right direction. But unfortunately, the Broncos are still the Raiders' bitches. I think we have improved to 7-0 or 8-0 against them. That's incredible. Just consistently wiping the floor with the Broncos, and I could not be happier. And what a great way to start the season than with a victory. And let's also not forget, Raider Nation, we have something to celebrate, because as it stands right now, the Raiders are in sole possession of first place. We are 1-0 because the Chargers lost and the Chiefs lost, and we beat the Broncos. And so hopefully this isn't the only time the rest of the season that we're by ourselves in first place. Hopefully this is the start of something, but enjoy it while you can, Raider Nation. I mean, it's incredible. It's an incredible feeling. The team played together. They looked unified, you know, except for the fact that Chandler Jones wasn't there. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But it was good to see. And it was great to get a win. And, you know, hopefully the Raiders can build on this when they head to Buffalo. Also another hostile environment. Luckily, we're not going to Buffalo, you know, in December or January. Buffalo in September is not that bad. You know, it's not going to be that cold. I will say, and I guess we'll transition to Buffalo, it's going to be a difficult game, because Buffalo lost a heartbreaker to the Jets, the suddenly Aaron Rodgers-less Jets. On Monday, Aaron Rodgers blew out his Achilles. We're all fairly certain he's done for the season. He had surgery, so he's done. But somehow or another, the Bills lost that game. I think Josh Allen had something like 4 turnovers or 3 interceptions. I mean, it was a terrible game. It seemed like he was pressing, and the Bills lost. You know, they lost in overtime, and so they're going to be hungry. They're going to want to bully the Raiders, and if the Raiders aren't ready, if they don't step up, that they could do just that. Now, the Raiders have spent all week. I mean, after the Broncos game, they went to West Virginia and they stayed there. They went. I swear, it was like they rented space near like a farm or something like that, and that's where they're practicing out, like in the middle of nowhere. And they did that in order to, you know, help them get acclimated to the East Coast time zone, which, you know, the Raiders have characteristically struggled, especially at those 10 a.m. games on the East Coast. And so McDaniels had the idea to just stay out there. And what's great about it when they stay out there like that is that the team gets to hang out together, and it really solidifies them as a unit. You know, guys get closer. It's bonding time. It's kind of like camp. You know what I mean? There's no distractions. There's nothing to do out there, so nobody's going to get in any trouble. And I think also getting them away from whatever's going on with Chandler Jones, probably a good idea. And we'll talk about the Chandler Jones thing, I promise. It's getting crazier and crazier, but it is probably a good thing. And so they've been out there, they've been practicing all week, and hopefully they're locked in. Now, unfortunately, it seems like we will not have Jacoby Myers for the game against the Bills, because Jacoby Myers got his bell rung in the game against the Broncos. Obviously, he was having a monster game. I mean, Jacoby Myers was our entire offense. He caught two touchdown passes. He looks incredible, and it makes sense. I mean, they were double and triple teaming Devontae, so of course Jacoby's going to have the one-on-one, and he's gonna beat it. I mean, in New England, Jacoby Myers was the number one. You know, whether or not you think that he's a legitimate number one, he was their number one, and now he doesn't have to wear that role. And you know what he is? He's an incredible number two. You know, you double team Devontae, which teams are going to do. You get Jacoby Myers with a cornerback on an island, he's going to smoke him, and that's exactly what he did to Denver. And Denver is no slouch. Denver is a good team, especially on defense. You know, their offense is whatever. You know, Sean Payton has them on the right, but their defense is solid. And here's another thing that I forgot to mention when I was talking about Denver. They got zero sacks on Jimmy. I think he was hit three times. Talk about an incredible game for offensive line. Everybody wants to kind of shit on the Raiders offensive line like they're just this like mid unit. If you look at the stats right now, Raider Nation, the Raiders have the number one pass blocking offensive line in football. Now, I know it was only the first week, but that's pretty great. And when it comes to run blocking, it was kind of tough sledding for Josh Jacobs. You know, our run blocking was more mid-level, and we'll have to work on that. Plus, I think Jacobs was a little bit rusty after having missed all of camp. And, you know, he'll put it together. And he better put it together, because I feel like running the ball on the Bills is how you beat them. You got to keep possession of the ball. You got to keep Josh Allen off the field, and you got to play slow ball with him. You got to play a good defense and run the ball and just keep running the ball. So hopefully the offensive line is able to recover. Now, the Bills don't really have a great pass rushing defensive line. They don't really have a good rushing game either. I mean, it's really just Josh Allen, and the defense is disciplined. That's basically it. But they don't sack the quarterback a lot, so I'm not really worried about that when we play the Bills. That's not something that concerns me. What concerns me is if the Raiders go in there and they get into a shootout with Josh Allen, where it's just Jimmy G and Josh Allen hucking the ball up and down the field. That is what concerns me, especially because it seems like our defensive line is not really where it should be. I know that the media surrounding the Raiders, you know, the local media was saying that the Raiders defensive line is going to be their strength, but it sure didn't look like that against the Broncos. Besides Max Crosby, of course. I mean, Max Crosby's a one-man wrecking crew, but nobody else really got to Russell Wilson. I know Jerry Tillery got a sack, but it was mostly what's called a coverage sack, where he was sacked because our DBs were just stuck on the receivers like glue. Russell Wilson had nowhere to go, and eventually Jerry Tillery got to him. So the defensive line needs to step it up. And honestly, was really kind of disappointed in Tyree Wilson. And I'm sure everybody's seen all over Twitter and you know, poor Tyree Wilson's just been getting dragged for it. I mean, he's a rookie, you guys. You got to cut him some slack. Plus, he was a rookie. He hasn't played in months, and he just started playing. And then you send him to Denver in that high altitude. Of course he's going to be slow off the line. Of course he's going to have a rough game. And I feel for Tyree. He got drugged pretty hard this week. He's going to be okay. He's going to bounce back. Is he Jalen Carter? Is he wrecking offensive lines like Jalen Carter is? No, he's not. But the Raiders were never going to draft Jalen Carter. You know, after that stupid driving away from the scene of a crime thing that Jalen Carter did, the Raiders are just not going to draft guys like that. They're going to draft clean guys like Tyree Wilson. So just have patience with Tyree Wilson. He'll be good. He's a big dude. It's going to take him some time to get back into playing shape. And you can't expect him to go into Denver at that altitude and just have him fly over the field. You know when Tyree Wilson is going to be good? Tyree Wilson will be good around November when he's put in the time. You know, he's gotten his legs under him. The game will start slowing down for him, and he'll start wrecking shit. You got to give him some time. But he did look bad. I'm not going to lie. I'm hoping that in Buffalo, Malcolm Kuntz steps it up opposite of Max Crosby, you know, because we don't have Chandler Jones. Malcolm Kuntz, of course, went to Buffalo, you know, the same college as Khalil Mack. So it'll be a homecoming of sorts for him. And so hopefully he's able to step up and play in front of his friends and family that you know, perhaps might be in Buffalo. That's the hope anyways. And, you know, he flashed. He looked pretty good in training camp and in the few preseason games. Now, he was a little quiet against Denver, right? But I think Denver made a concerted effort to kind of build that line a little bit to try to keep Russell Wilson upright. So, I mean, whether or not you call McGlinchey and Garrett Bowles like solidifying the offensive line, I mean, it is what it is. Max Crosby definitely ate their lunch all day. But, you know, Kuntz has the opportunity to establish himself as the opposite end. Because let's face it, Raider Nation, I think we can all agree, Chandler Jones is never going to wear the uniform ever again. There's no way. Not after all the stuff that he's been doing and saying and talking about. But again, I'm not going to spend that much time on him. I'll talk about him at the end. Let's continue to talk about the Bills. So the Raiders have to have a great run game. That's how they're going to beat the Bills. They can't get into a shootout, right? They have to play a clean game, right? Can't get too handsy, right? They're going to call those PIs. We don't want to give the Bills any free yardage, right? It was just a sloppy game against the Broncos. I mean, I think the Raiders had almost 100 yards in penalties. You can't have that. You definitely cannot have that. That is not how you win football games. You know, they got lucky against the Broncos that the penalties didn't affect them because the Broncos had almost 100 yards of penalties themselves, so it kind of was a wash. But the Bills are characteristically a very disciplined team. And so the Raiders have to come in and be on their A game. And it seemed like they were being more disciplined in the preseason. I'm not really sure what happened and how they lost it, but maybe it was the first game jitters. Who knows? But either way, nobody in the media, including the local media, thinks that the Raiders have any shot in hell against the Bills. You know what? That's not true. Actually, I will say there was somebody in the mainstream media who picked the Raiders to win, and it was Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk. You know, he did his prediction with Florio, and he said that he's predicting the Raiders are going to come out and shock and upset the Bills. And of course, Florio was disgusted. He was like, "Oh, how could you?" You know, Florio hates the Raiders, and it seems like everybody else does too. But Chris Sims, you know, he's the only one that I've seen. Nobody else, not even Maurice Jones-Drew, who always seems to pick the Raiders. Everybody thinks that the Bills are going to come out and just wipe the floor with the Raiders. I would love to see a Raiders win. As a matter of fact, I'm going to speak that into existence, ladies and gentlemen, Raider Nation. I am not going to say that the Raiders are going to lose. I say that the Raiders are going to win again and start 2-0, because why not? Why not? Our offense is so underrated. Nobody's given us a shot in hell, but our offense is just as good as their offense is. Josh Allen runs the ball and he throws deep, but he throws a lot of interceptions. He's reckless with the ball, and their offensive line has to be fairly decent in order to keep Max Crosby from wrecking shit up all game long. Josh Allen got sacked a few times by the Jets. Now, again, of course, the Raiders' defense is nowhere near the Jets' defense, unfortunately. But I still think that we have the capability to give them problems. The Raiders have the best wide receiver in football, Devontae Adams. You put him up there with Stephon Diggs, they're at least comparable, right? And for what Jimmy lacks in arm strength that Josh Allen does, he makes up for in accuracy and not turning over the ball. So we'll call that a wash, too. The Raiders got a better run game. I couldn't even tell you the name of the running backs for Buffalo. You know what they are? And actually, this is a really good point. I heard this on, I can't remember if it was, I think it might have been Colin Cowherd, or it could have been, oh God, I can't remember, Rich Eisen, somebody. But one of these media talking heads made some really good points, and they were saying the idea that if you look at the league, especially in week one, the teams with good offensive lines have offensive head coaches. The Chiefs, Andy Reid, made it a point to fix the line. Look at the Raiders, got the best pass blocking offensive line in football as per week one. Josh McDaniels is an offensive head coach. Good offensive lines have offensive head coaches. The bottom five offensive lines have defensive head coaches because those coaches don't understand the importance of an offensive line. Those trenches, you can't do anything if your offensive line is trash. And so the Raiders have that. Now, the Bills have a defensive head coach. And their offensive line, not great. Didn't look good. Now, again, it was against the Jets. Jets probably have one of the best defenses in football. The Raiders are nowhere near that. But the Bills have to have a worse offensive line than the Broncos do. The Broncos made it a point to fix their offensive line. And you look at their head coach, Sean Payton, offensive guy. So right there is an opportunity for the Raiders to wreck shit. The fact that the Bills have a subpar offensive line going up against Max Crosby. You throw Kuntz on the outside. Maybe Isaac Rochelle gets a little burn as an end. Maybe our defensive tackles pick it up a little bit. I know most of our drafted rookies were inactive against the Broncos. And that's fine. I mean, it makes sense. They're new. They're young. Tyree Wilson was active. He didn't really do much. Michael Mayer was active. He didn't really do much. He had a pretty costly penalty. I'll tell you who did great, though, is Jakorian Bennett. Yeah, he had a couple of pass interference calls, yada, yada, yada. But if you go back and you watch the All-22, he had a good game. The guy is a rookie, and he's starting for a professional football team as a rookie. And you know that Josh McDaniels would not have put him out there if he didn't deserve to be out there. And so we got something good with Jakorian Bennett. He's too fast to ever get burned. He'll get beat, but he won't get burned. And he has the speed to make up for it if he does get beat. That's the kind of guy you want there on the perimeter. And, oh man, our defensive backs, I don't think anybody thought that they would be as good as they were. Nate Hobbs had an incredible game. He was all over the place against the Broncos. And so I think Nate Hobbs is really going to be that X factor. Nate Hobbs and Divine Diablo. Divine Diablo had pass breakups. He was making tackles behind the line. Same thing with Nate Hobbs. I think that our linebacker core and our DBs were pretty great against the Broncos. It was the line, I think, that kind of let us down a little bit. So hopefully it was first game jitters. I think we can beat the Bills. I do. I think it's going to be kind of a higher scoring affair. Probably something around 31-28, something like that, Raiders. But I feel like the Raiders are going to play inspired football. And it is the us versus the world mentality that the silver and black has to have. Nobody believes in us. Nobody thinks we can win this game. Everybody's crowning the Bills victorious. And the Bills are probably not taking the Raiders seriously either. Although, you know, I mean, they did lose. You know they want this one bad. They're going to try to punch the Raiders in the mouth. They are going to try to embarrass the silver and black. We cannot let that happen. The Raiders cannot let that happen. We build that momentum. We go into Pittsburgh, what looks to be a very beatable Pittsburgh Steelers team next week. Could the Raiders start 3-0 to start the season? I mean, it's been frustrating, Raider Nation. You know, as a Raider podcaster, I watch a lot of news media to try to get information and get some understanding about what, you know, what's going on in the league and the team. And so I can talk about it on the podcast here. The Raiders beat the Broncos, and the story was about Russell Wilson. The story was about how the Broncos lost the game, not how the Raiders won the game. And when they preview the game versus the Bills, the whole discussion is about the Bills, you know, basically having a rebound game and using the Raiders to get back on track has nothing. Nobody's given the Raiders credit for beating the Broncos. Nobody's given the Raiders a freaking shot in hell to beat the Bills. We need to shut everybody up. I hope that our players are hearing all the doubt that they're getting. I hope that our players are hearing all the disrespect that they're getting. And I hope that they go out there and they just shut everybody the hell up by whooping the Bills' asses and starting out 2-0. How sweet would that be, Raider Nation? Oh man, I'm excited. I'm excited just thinking about it right now. It's incredible. It will be incredible when we win. I'm calling it now, 31-28 Raiders. They're definitely going to beat the spread. I think the spread opened at 9.5. It's since, you know, gone down to 8.5. Whatever, dude. It's the highest spread. Again, the disrespect is real. The disrespect is real. But the Bills can be beaten. They can be. And the Raiders can beat them. They just have to play a clean game. Everybody's got to do their part. Got to get a little bit of pass rush from Malcolm Kuntz. The offensive line's got to protect Jimmy G. Right? Devontae's going to have a hell of a game. Probably not going to have Jakobi Meyers because he's out with concussion. So somebody else is going to have to step up on defense. Probably going to be Josh Jacobs. Like I said, run the ball. Keep the ball away from Josh Allen. Josh Allen is much, much too dangerous. although he does throw the occasional pick. Maybe Marcus Peters will get his first Raiders interception this Sunday. Either way, I'm expecting a Raiders victory. Let's talk about the Chandler Jones shit. So, Raider Nation, I'm sure we're all sick and tired of just the train wreck that is what is going on with Chandler Jones. It is just getting worse. I mean, it started out where whatever happened, he obviously had some sort of mental breakdown or something. And, you know, for the Raiders to try to get him some help, they sent some professional help over. Chandler Jones laughed it off like it was a joke. And then he went on Twitter last week. He was basically blackmailing the McDaniels and Ziegler and saying, you know, if they don't let him play, he's going to post stuff. I don't know what he would post. The playbook, maybe. Who knows? Right? And then the Raiders went out and beat the Broncos, and he was quiet. And then, again, here we go today, 2 days before the game against the Bills. And this time he goes after Mark Davis. And I'm sorry, Chandler Jones. Like, first of all, tweeting or posting on Instagram a message from Mark Davis saying that he cares about you and he wants to help you, how does that make him look bad? That makes you look bad. It makes you look childish, bruh. Like, what are you doing? What are you trying to accomplish by doing that? And then, you know, today he was posting and basically posted a message saying that he was going to, you know, if Mark Davis didn't let him play, he was going to, you know, spill something on Mark Davis, some sort of thing that he knows. That is blackmail, bro. What are you doing? You're blackmailing your head coach. He tried to blackmail the owner of the team, the guy that writes your checks, right? You are going to get kicked off the team and you are going to lose your contract, like, for a good reason, right? No court in the world would look at your blackmail and think, oh yeah, they should still pay him. No, bro, you are done. I want Chandler Jones. I'm sorry, Raider Nation. I want Chandler Jones as far away from the team as possible. I want him gone. He was great. Actually, you know what? He wasn't even great. He was mid. He was mid. He's done. Get off the team. Stop being a distraction, right? I'm sorry. You know, I'm sure he's going through some mental thing or whatever, but blackmailing your owner, your coaches, the people that try to help you, you know, you basically talking shit and laughing about it, right? I'm sure that Max Crosby tried to help you and that's why you unfriended him like a child. Get some help, Chandler Jones. Just do it somewhere far away. I'm sorry that you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with mentally, right? Use your millions of dollars that you got from the Raiders, get yourself some help, and go away. Go play for some other team. The Raiders don't need you. You didn't do much last year, right? Thanks for that win against the Patriots. It was cool watching you stuff Mac Jones into the ground. That was cool, admittedly. But that's it, bro. That's all you did. So, you know, enough tweeting. Go put it away and just go away. Anyways, that's all I got. I don't know if it's going to continue to be a thing. I really hope it's not. I really hope it doesn't. But I'm afraid that it will be. And I don't know at one point, because it almost feels like the Raiders are just hoping that he just stops, but he's not going to stop. At some point, you got to send your lawyers over, Raiders. You got to do it. This is just going to, it makes us look bad. This is the kind of stuff that makes us look bad. This is the kind of stuff that makes the media not respect the organization and continue to pick against us and continue to hate on us, continue to doubt us. Devontae comes over. He gets no respect. Josh Jacobs wins the rushing title. He gets no respect. This is why. Because of this stupid shit. Stop letting this stuff happen. Cut ties with Chandler Jones. Get him off the team. And if he mentions anything about the team, sue him. Get your money back. Put that money. You know what the Raiders should do? They should get rid of Chandler Jones, not pay him, and try to get themselves a better defensive lineman somewhere. Make a trade, you know? And for that matter, if you're not going to use Hunter Renfro at all, trade him too. Get some defensive line help. That's what we need, right? There's some things that can be done to be fixed. But you know what? It's only the first game of the season. I mean, we're only on the second game of the season. So anyways, well, I hope you guys enjoyed my takes on the on the Broncos game and the prospective Bills game. Next week, I'll be back with the boys, hopefully. And hopefully, we'll be talking about a Buffalo victory. And again, I just want to thank you guys for continuing to tune in and listen to us talk about the Raiders. We appreciate each and every one of you. Reach out and add us on Instagram and Twitter. The Twitter. I know Elon's pissed off that people call it Twitter, so I'm going to call it Twitter like times 10. So reach out and add us on the Twitter. Our Twitter handle, Twitter, Elon, our Twitter handle is at DWTS Raiders. And the handle on Instagram is also at DWTS Raiders. Obviously, DWTS stands for Down With The Ship. Anyways, that's going to do it for me, Raider Nation. I appreciate you tuning in and listening to me. I will catch you next time. Go Raiders. This is Matty Mayhem signing off. Peace.